Why, you're a pretty one, he said to me in a low voice. What's your name? I felt certain he must be a workman, though I couldn't think why he'd come so late at night. I was frightened of answering him, but I managed to say my name, and then he moistened a fingertip with his tongue and touched me on the cheek to take off an eyelash, as it turned out.
Yoko is still here? He asked.
Yoko was a young woman who spent every day from mid-afternoon until late evening sitting in our maid's room. Back in those days, the Okia and tea houses in Gion were all linked by a private telephone system, and Yoko was kept busier than almost anyone in our Okia, answering that telephone to book Hatsumomo's engagements, sometimes for banquets or parties 6 months to a year in advance. Usually, Hatsumomo's schedule didn't fill up completely until the morning before, and calls continued through the evening from tea houses whose customers wanted her to drop in if she had time. But the telephone hadn't been ringing much tonight, and I thought probably Yoko had fallen asleep just as I had. The man didn't wait for me to answer, but gestured for me to keep quiet and showed himself down the dirt corridor to the maid's room. The next thing I heard was Yoko apologizing, for she had indeed fallen asleep, and then she carried on a long conversation with the switchboard operator. She had to be connected with several tea houses before she at least located Hatsumomo and left a message that the kabuki actor Ono Shikan had come to town. I didn't know it at the time, but there was no Ono Shikan. This was just a code. After this, Yoko left for the night. She didn't seem worried that a man was waiting in the maid's room, so I made up my mind to say nothing to anyone. This turned out to be a good thing, because when Hatsumomo appeared 20 minutes later, she stopped in the entrance hall to say to me, I haven't tried to make your life really miserable yet, but if you ever mention that a man came here, or even that I stopped in before the end of the evening, that will change. She was standing over me as she said this, and when she reached into her sleeve for something, I could see even in the dim light that her forearms were flushed. She went into the maid's room and rolled the door shut behind her. I heard a short muffled conversation, and then the Okia was silent. Occasionally, I thought I heard a soft whimper or a groan, but the sounds were so quiet I couldn't be sure. I won't say I knew just what they were doing in there, but I did think of my sister holding up her bathing dress for the sugi boy, and I felt such a combination of disgust and curiosity that even if I'd been free to leave my spot, I don't think I could have.